the matter? Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning to you. It's a Wednesday. Does it even feel like we're halfway through this wonderful week? So much is going on and so much is happening today here on the show. You can always find out what's going to happen. Usually we give you a little tease, a little preview on one form of social media. So if you want, follow us, Twitter and Instagram. That's where we do a lot of stuff, at Joe and Alex Show. And for Facebook, we throw a lot of conversations up there, too, if you can't get through on the phones. So search for Radio Now and give us a like. A lot of garbage will be on the way this morning with Alex. It's amazing how sometimes the garbage giveth and sometimes it's taketh.
Yeah, exactly. That is celebrity pop culture news for you.
Tons of stuff today. Can't wait to get into that with Alex. Also today, Liv the Web Girl has some things she doesn't get. She'll share that with us coming up in about probably 20 minutes or so. Joe's Need to Know News is on the way. So apparently, a lot of people do this when they're drunk. I have never done this, and I'm drunk all the time. So I want to talk about that coming up later in the show. Did I already fail my relationship homework assignment? I went to couples therapy for the last time. First time. Well, that was kind of bad. First time last week. And, well, I did something. I think it's pretty good, but I don't know. I kind of told Alex and Liv a little bit of them, but I haven't given them all the details. And they did not seem impressed, which is kind of my barometer. So we'll see what you think coming up around 7:30. After that, you can win a digital download of Bonnaroo Artist and qualify for that grand prize. We'll send you to Bonnaroo, give you 2 tickets, camping, and parking passes. Joe's Journey, what we're into. We have so much, but blah, 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 that's later on. What's going on now? Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. I finally made it to Pure Bar again after a week off.
Ooh.
From being sick. It was very rough. It was hard.
How long is a class at a Pure Bar?
1 hour.
Woo! No, thank you.
And it's pretty intense. Like, I think a lot of people think that you don't really do anything. It definitely is intense workout. It's just a different type of workout because they just let you do, like, little, I don't know, they focus on,
it's like little
toning,
quick,
yeah, it's little quick movements. It's like Pilates and ballet and yoga all mixed together.
If you're trying to lose a lot of weight, I would not suggest it. I would only suggest it to skinny girls who are trying to tone.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So how long are you doing this for? Like, is this like the new you, new me thing, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I'd like to continue to do it, to try to tone up. I'm already seeing, like, huge improvements, so I honestly, because I didn't need to lose weight, like Liv said, I just needed to tone. It honestly didn't take very long for me to start noticing that I'm getting toned up. So as long as I just keep this up and go like maybe 4 days a week, I think I'm okay.
This is so insane to me to hear her say 4 days a week. That's
well, I've
a
been
lot.
Going like 5.
I know. I can't believe, like, Alex, you're a sloth.
I feel like she does this every year. She, like, gets, like, for, like, at least a month.
Yeah,
I do. A membership to Pure Bar.
Wow. And then I quit.
All right. Well, yeah. Some people do it at the beginning of the year. Alex, you know, waits a little bit.
It's always this time. It's always the spring, like, right before summer, because I'm like, okay, I got to get my summer bod ready.
Got to blossom.
Yep.
All right, cool. A person who's never stepped foot in a gym, Liv the Web Girl. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I honestly did not do much yesterday, but it was like the most satisfying thing in the world to not have to work after work. And I took like the longest nap in the world. And oh, I tried a new recipe.
Which one did you decide on?
I tried a healthy shrimp scampi recipe. And I used like vegetable noodles instead of like real noodles. I used butternut squash instead. And
it was gross.
No, I mean, it was amazing.
Oh, okay.
But it tasted really good, but I don't know. I probably am not going to make it again because it was like a big ordeal for very little of what it made.
Well, what was the hard part? Because making like spaghetti squash is super easy. You just cut it in half, scoop the stuff out, throw it in the oven.
Well, that's not really how you make it. Oh, yeah, that is. Scoop the stuff out. But I didn't make that. That's not what was hard. What was hard was the sauce. It wasn't hard, but like the ingredients that I had to buy. Here's my problem. I don't like cooking like actual extravagant like recipes.
So you just spend a bunch of money to have it once.
Because, yeah, I don't have any of the base ingredients. I have like salt and pepper and olive oil, and that is it.
Yeah,
that's,
I tried making crab cakes one time, and now I have all this stuff I'll never use again, like breadcrumbs and crap sitting on my counter. I'm like,
exactly.
You can make crab cakes every week, though. Crab cakes are so good.
They didn't turn out that great when I made them, so I didn't want to do it again.
Yeah, and that's my problem.
But
so
you'll get better.
I have a full bottle of Pinot Grigio at my house.
Oh, no. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do?
I'll drink that.
I'll bring
that.
It in for you. I mean, I like Pinot Grigio, but I don't drink during the week. And
I drink during
weekend,
the show.
I'm going to be gone the next 3 weekends.
Whoa.
So.
All right. So if you're looking to Case Lives Place, Friday after the show should be a go. Porkchop, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
What's right now? Hold on. I feel like you're holding back from something. Your hair's done today, so obviously you're looking on fleek. You're looking good.
I am holding back from something.
Say it.
I know we don't like to talk, you know, we're not too religious on the show. We don't talk about religion a lot.
Not true. We have a daily devotional. What show have you been listening to?
But I feel like I had a super, super religious dream last night.
Really?
Yeah, and it was so vivid. Like, when I have dreams, when I wake up in the morning, I just don't remember them. I'm like, I don't remember my dream if I don't write it down. But this one, I feel like I am going to remember forever, and I don't know if I should share it.
Yes.
Did the Lord come and talk to you? He's like, Porkchop,
yo,
like, leave this lifestyle you're leading.
Pretty much.
Wait.
What?
No, not, I mean,
oh,
the first
kidding.
Half.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'll summarize it real quick for you. So, I was at my parents' house in New Jersey. We were all there, and there was, like, a bad storm coming. And then all of a sudden, like, there was these clouds in, like, the shape of a funnel. And then,
like a tornado or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like a tornado.
Okay.
But then, like, all of a sudden, in the middle of the funnel, it was very clear. And then there was, like, a hot air balloon. And it was, like, coming down into the house. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these, like, two majestic, like, I guess you could call them angels or, like, creatures, whatever, appeared. And they said to me, what they say? Stop with the music.
I'm not doing anything. This is just an interaction between you and the Lord.
They said, Garrett, are you being a good servant?
And whoa.
I was like, you know, I didn't lie. I was like, you know, I don't feel like I'm the best person, but I'm doing the best I can. And they smiled and said, good. Because keep sharing the good word because he's coming soon. And
whoa.
Then that was it. And I was,
you heard it here first. Jesus is coming back and Porkchop heard it first.
Dude, like forget the Pope and the Vatican.
We know he is coming back and he is coming back soon. But
I'm
now
not
you've
super
got official.
Religious, but it was just so vivid and so in my
did
face.
Did they give a time frame? I mean, listen, like I'm not saying I'm going to like go into debauchery, but like, do I need to try to lose weight anymore? Or, like,
am I the only one that thinks Porkchop's lying?
How
I don't.
No,
look,
I believe
I'm
him on
lying,
this one.
You guys know it.
I mean, listen, sometimes you have dreams, Liv, and it could have been like something
no,
funny
I
he
definitely
ate.
Think if one of you, if Joe or Alex would have told me this, I would have never thought you guys were lying. But the fact that it's Porkchop,
he
for
is
those
the boy
of you that don't know.
Do you think I would have actually stopped editing the garbage and came up with that elaborate of a dream?
No, I think that like you came up with it kind of on spot. Maybe Porkchop lies at least 15 to 20 times a day.
This is true.
He has a compulsive addiction.
To try to trick us.
But it's like stupid lies, like dumb.
Okay. So you're not lying?
No, I am not lying.
That's why?
Yeah, it was very wild. And I'm not.
So, like, real quick, just to wrap it up, like, is there a date?
No.
Roughly, like a time frame. Like I just paid all my taxes, which is like maybe I can cancel that check
because oh
I gave the government a lot of money. I'd like back to spend on other things.
No, there
I'll give Alex nuggets. I'll give you Uber credit. I'll give Liv protein powder. I mean, I'll share with you guys.
But
if it's ending, let me know, please.
You're not supposed to be all of a sudden being good just because you think God's coming.
That's
you're supposed
right.
to be good all the time.
That's right.
Well, Okay. Can't help it. I'm a bad boy. So, all right. Well, that's a whole nother thing. We should talk about that some more.
I know. I actually was like, why did you tell us that now? We should have waited until later in the show because that is absolutely fascinating.
I know. Trust me. I woke up like heart pounding. Like, it was just crazy.
Yeah, you got to get your life right, dude, before the day comes.
I know.
You got a lot to get fixed. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Well, that's not scary or anything. Alex, give us something where there's nothing but angels, and that would be the garbage.
Justin Bieber says he still loves Selena Gomez. This celebrity is going to try. Trial, after all, and this basketball star ranked himself among other greats.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber had choice words for a fan who criticized his marriage to Hailey Baldwin, but admitted that he still has love for ex Selena Gomez. On a picture that Bieber posted on Instagram of Hailey, a user commented, "You are not in love with Hailey. You only married her to get back at Selena Gomez. Plus, Hailey sleeps with men like Shawn Mendes for fame, and she's racist." Bieber saw the comment and responded with, "You're immature. The fact that you have an account dedicated to dissing my wife and I is absolutely absurd. Why would I dedicate my whole life to someone in marriage to get back at my ex? Anyone who believes this is mean-spirited or 10 years old or younger, because a logical person doesn't talk or think this way. You should be ashamed of yourself, really."
I'm 11 for the record.
He went on to say, "I absolutely loved and will always love Selena. She will always hold a place in my heart, but I'm head over heels in love with my wife. She is absolutely the best thing that has ever happened to me, period. The fact that you want to spend your day dedicating yourself to hate says a lot about you. I've seen multiple people say things like this and will never respond again to a message like this because I don't like to even give it my energy, but this is a reply to all the immature, sick people who send Hailey hurtful messages like he always goes back to Selena or Selena is better for him. You have no idea what about my life and what's good for me." Robert Kraft is going to trial. The owner of the New England Patriots requested a jury trial in his prostitution case. He was allegedly caught on camera paying for sex acts at a Florida massage parlor. As expected, he didn't go for the plea deal that was being offered by prosecutors. They had offered to drop the charges if Kraft admitted that the state had enough evidence to convict him and paid a $5,000 fine. He would also have to perform community service and submit to STD testing. The 77-year-old pleaded not guilty to two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution last month, but he had previously requested a non-jury trial. I guess that's changing. As far as the NFL goes, sources say the league will wait until Kraft's legal issues have been resolved before deciding whether or not to punish him. And Kobe Bryant was on he was on the Late Late Show with James Corden and ranked himself against LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
LeBron James, Michael Jordan,
yeah,
and Kobe Bryant. What do you reckon?
Fine. No, I'm the best. Michael, second best. LeBron.
Oh, Live the Web Girl probably would say I agree.
And Jimmy Kimmel Live. They had David Harbour on, who plays Jim Hopper on Stranger Things. He talked about watching the amazing behavior of monkeys while he was vacationing in India.
We were at a cafe on this veranda, and you're just sitting there drinking coffee, and there'd be a monkey like 70 feet away out in the trees. And then as you're saying that's adorable, it starts hurtling toward you at an incredible speed, gets onto the table and grabs the sugar packets. And they're amazing. They left behind the Sweet and Low and the Stevia. And they took the white sugar and the brown sugar, like no joke, like super sophisticated fast, out into the trees, ripping them open and eating them like Fun Dip.
I'm going to come at you like a sugar monkey.
Coming up next, in less than an hour, Jussie Smollett's charges were dropped yesterday. This was the biggest story of the day. We will get all into that.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next, I Don't Get It with Liv the Web Girl. me. We're going to be talking about some vocal cords.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Dumber than Joe. We get it.
Liv, what are vocal cords?
So I know they help us talk, but what I'm confused about is like why little kids' voices sound different from like older people's voices. And like you can tell a really old person's voice when they talk. Like I just don't understand. Is it like as they get bigger, they get deeper, kind of like a horn, like a tuba is super, super deep, but like a French horn is like not deep at all? Is it just like that, like a horned instrument. I just don't understand how they grow and then like make our voices different. I don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. This is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, a lot coming up here in the next hour. I don't want you to go anywhere. The big thing we got going on around 7:50 is your chance to get digital downloads of artists that are going to be at Bonnaroo this year. You qualify also for the grand prize, which would be tickets to Bonnaroo. We'll get you some pair of those and also get camping and car passes. So there's a lot you could win this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, I'm not going to be negative. All of Joe's Need to Know News, but today is a special day, and nobody said anything to me about it.
I'm sorry.
What?
Well, what are you sorry for?
I'm sorry. There's something going on. I'm not going to feel bad, though, really, until I know what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, Pork Chop, do you know what today is?
I don't.
All right. Behind the scenes, like, this is Radio
101.
It's definitely
not his birthday.
Pork not your chop. Birthday. It's not your wedding anniversary.
Pork Chop is the producer of the Joe and Alex Show, which means he's supposed to know everything and kind of make the show sound less sucky. That's his main goal. You don't know that, but that's his job.
Obviously, he's not very good at it. No, I'm just kidding.
True.
That's a joke.
True.
So what are you saying? The show sucks.
Yeah, that's what's the joke.
According to ratings, it does. So, hey, today is National Joe Day.
Oh, like coffee?
Like a cup of Joe?
No, like Joe. Like you celebrate people named Joe. I'm not making it up. Google. It's a national day today. So I'm sure you guys, obviously being so busy with the life you lead, like Liv mentioned she had a big nap yesterday and stuff. Like, I'm sure it just slipped right past you guys. You were going to totally say something, but I'm not that upset about it.
Joe Montana. That's another cool Joe.
I think you're just... like making this up, and it's actually like Cup of Joe Day, or maybe you don't realize it's like Coffee Day.
Hey, maybe you can do your job real quick and Google National Joe Day.
I will. I'll do it right now.
Why don't you do that? I'll come back to it in one story, okay? But okay. Happy day to all the national.
Oh, it really is about people named Joe. It says you can enjoy a cup of Joe with all of your friends named Joe. Joette, Joey, Joseph, or any variant of the name
I
Joe.
I think you could even do Jolene,
Joe Jonas.
There you go.
Josephine.
Joe Pesh.
Interesting. Like, why don't they have this for every name?
Because I don't think every name is as interesting as mine.
What about Joe Mama?
There you go. I like that. Wow. That's what we should have called you. Your radio name should have been Joe Mama.
All right. Mark the time where Pork Chop ruined my day.
The Joe Mama and Alex Show.
Joe Mama listens. Why don't you?
Exactly.
Okay. Serious stuff here. Spring break. This is scary. 4 spring breakers. 3 of them are from Indiana. 1's from Florida. They turned the table on a gas station robber in Florida after the man tried to rob them at gunpoint. After a night of partying in Miami Beach, the men stopped at a gas station to fill up, get some gas, you know, maybe get some energy drinks to try to keep the party going. And the man came from his car, covered his face, pointed a handgun at them, and went right up in front of them and tried to get all their money. The spring breakers, though, they weren't going to go down without a fight. They were actually all brothers and cousins, so they were all related.
Whoa.
And they quickly reacted without thinking. One of them grabbed the gun that was pointed at his little brother. So the guy's pointing the gun at him. He grabs it. They wrestle the guy to the ground. They end up beating him up. Then the other guy that's in the car, like the driver, he's like, uh-oh, crap, we're going to get busted. So he runs over and amazingly is able to push off all the brothers that were beating the robber up. One guy made it away. The other guy got stuck there, and they held him at gunpoint. And cops are still looking, but it's like, that's insane.
That's so brave that they just grabbed it.
That's incredible.
I mean, yeah, because like, what would you do if somebody pulls a gun? You're probably like, okay, don't kill me. These guys are like, we're going to beat your butt for that now. You just made a mistake.
I would tell information about my personal life because I heard that.
That way they'd point the gun at themselves like, okay, this is boring.
That's one way to look at it. But they learn to have like empathy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like
I saw it in a Grey's Anatomy episode.
No, like, I kind of want to know more though. So what exactly happened in this episode? So the gun's
pointed. In an episode, there was an active shooter in the hospital, and the gun was pointed at one of the doctors, and she goes, "My name's..." I forget what her name was.
Yeah,
like, Elizabeth, I have 3 sisters. I'm from Iowa. I have a mom and dad who love me very much. We have a lot of cows, like, growing up. My favorite one was named Lucy.
He's like, I hate cows. I only eat chicken.
Yeah, like, just went on. And she was like, I have, like, 3 nieces. They love me very much.
It's a tactic.
All right, well, okay. If I was the person...
Was that good acting?
No, to be honest, that was really not your best work. You just got shot. So.
Was it good acting?
Okay. Speaking of gunshots, this is insane. A teen in North Carolina was arrested after he shot a fellow moviegoer in a fight about a seat at the screening of Us. The 18-year-old got into an argument over to see it at the movie theater with a 24-year-old guy. That's when he pulled out a gun and shot the man and took off. The man was taken to a local hospital where he was treated and released. Cops found the teen a day later and arrested him.
Ugh.
How stupid are you? Obviously, like, there's dumb people, so I don't need to ask the question. But you're going to shoot somebody over a seat at a movie theater?
Not worth it, man. Your whole life now is ruined because of that one thing.
Well, that and you missed the movie. I mean, you're not going to know what's going to happen. So, I mean, I guess that was the big takeaway for me, Alex. I don't know what to do about this. I'm bad at making decisions. And Reese's is releasing two new versions of their classic peanut butter cups. Reese's Lovers Cups will be available to the public in regular and king size starting mid-April. There's two versions, one with more peanut butter and one with more chocolate. Which one would you want, more chocolate version or more peanut butter?
Ugh, not
more
either.
Peanut butter.
I like how it is. I...
No, a little bit more peanut butter is just right, because I feel like there's a little bit too much chocolate in a Reese's peanut
really?
Butter cup.
Really?
Maybe.
So?
Just a little bit.
I feel like there is more, like ratio-wise, there is more peanut butter than there is chocolate, but I still think it tastes perfect. Like, that's the right amount of peanut butter, and that's the right amount of chocolate.
Okay.
I agree. In the original.
No, I'm glad there's going to be a version that'll fit my needs then. And finally, I think Live the Web Girl, months ago maybe, brought this up. Was it your niece or your nephew, what their first word was? Like, you played it for us?
My niece named Lucy, her first word was Google. I don't have it on my phone anymore.
No, it's okay. Listen to this. This guy, well, I mean, it's self-explanatory. This is so funny.
Hey, Google, play the baddie song. Cleo.
Playing baddie on Spotify.
She just said Google.
I mean, you think about it now, whether it's
so
Google
cute.
Or Alexa, like, I guarantee a lot of kids' first words will be some sort of assistant.
Dang, Liv, Apple. You should have posted that video and made it go viral.
Yeah, you dropped the
stupid.
Ball on that one. Another example of how Alex and I have to carry the show for any kind of ratings or notoriety. So that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out that cute video and everything else we talked about online. Just head on over to joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. Okay, if you missed in the opening of the show, we were just going around the room sharing things that happened to us. And Pork Chop, I need you to explain things again. I mean, if somebody heard this, I'm glad you've been listening for the past hour. But if not, this is insane to me here. You told me and Alex and Liv the Web Girl that you were visited by angels in your dream. Or what's going on here?
Okay, so I had...
Did Pork Chop talk to God?
Actually, I wouldn't even call it a dream. I would almost call it a vision. But I'm not like a prophet or anything.
So were you awake?
No, I was sleeping, and this like dream or this vision just hit me so hard. And I kind of explained before, I'm the kind of person, if I have a dream, I don't remember it. I wake up, I might remember it for a second, and then I'm done. Like, I just don't remember dreams. I don't write them down. I don't care. They're usually really dumb. But this morning, I just had this vivid dream where I was at my parents' house in New Jersey, and we were in my parents' room because there was a storm. Like a bad storm, and I saw like a funnel cloud, like a tornado.
Okay.
And this funnel cloud was like coming for our house. And then all of a sudden, like, I guess, I don't know, the roof magically opened, and you could see the funnel like drift away, and you could see through the middle of it, and it was very clear. And then like there was a hot air balloon, but there wasn't the actual balloon part of the basket. You just saw like the strings.
Okay.
Like, but you could tell it was like from a hot air balloon. And then all of a sudden, these two, I don't know what you want to call them, but we'll call them people, just appeared like in above my head.
Those are angels, Pork Chop.
Yes, I guess.
Those are what we call angels.
You could call them angels. And they said, I'm trying to remember what they said to me. They said to me, Garrett, are you being a good servant?
Ooh.
And I said, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not the best, but I'm doing the best I can. And then they smiled and said, we know. And then after that, they said, well, continue spreading the good word because he's coming soon. And then I was like, wait.
Whoa!
And they were just gone. And then I remember, like, I think I said, can I tell Chase? Can I tell my sister? Can I tell anyone? And I remember calling Chase, and it went to voicemail. And then I told my parents to tell my sister. And then I woke up, like, heart beating, like, wow, that was so real.
Porkchop 316.
That's the motto right there. Now, that's interesting. Do you think, you sure like they didn't say, like, instead of, are you a good servant? Like, were you thinking of your old days, like, are you a good server? Did you bring the drinks to the table that they asked for?
Hey, I actually remember having Applebee's server dreams all the time.
Oh my gosh, of course you did.
So maybe you're being haunted by nightmares. Now, I'm wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX, I guess two parts here. First of all, has anybody else had a, I don't know if you call it a dream or a vision where you feel like you were kind of spoken to, like Porkchop? He can't explain it, like how it happened last night. But also, if you interpret dreams, what do you think this means for Porkchop?
Oh, that's kind of terrifying if someone like interprets dreams.
See, I think that God definitely speaks to us through our dreams, like how he speaks to us through everyday life. And we don't even realize it, like just little things happening throughout our life, our daily life. And I think that he uses dreams to talk to us. Like, my mom always said growing up, like, I would be like, oh, my gosh, I had the most random dream in the world. I dreamt about someone that was in, like, my second grade class. I haven't seen them, heard of them, talked to them in probably, like, 10 years. How random is that? My mom always, you know, was like, well, pray for them. Mm. You know, God might be bringing them in your dream because he knows that you're a spiritual person and you pray. Maybe he's saying that that person really needs prayers right now for whatever reason. So you should pray for them. So I definitely think God talks to you through your dreams.
Have you ever had anything? I'm not saying that doesn't mean you're not right with what you're saying, mm-hmm. but have you had anything? Like, I don't think I've had anything that Porkchop is talking about.
Neither
like,
have
I. I swear I've had a dream or a vision of my dad talking to me after he passed away, letting me know he was okay in a roundabout. I'm like, wait, but I thought you were dead. And it's like, we talked to him. He's like, I got to go, son. I'm like, no. Because I want to keep on
like
talking.
Oh, like the Lion King.
Yeah, I'm like, no, Faja. But that is so interesting to me, Porkchop. Alex, what about you?
I've never had any dreams like that. I mean, I think that it's possible that you can, like Liv said, that you can be spoken to, but I don't think that I've had anything like that.
So what do,
like,
I do?
I assume you're like holier than thou now. Like, no, like
if no
the,
way.
Like the Pope talks to God and Porkchop now can talk to God. Like, this is a pretty big deal. People should be kissing your feet.
I have a great idea. No. Okay.
Okay.
It's spring break time. I think we go to the nearest ocean and you try to walk on water and we just see.
Right. That's it.
We just see what happens.
Oh man, this is going to be awesome. Will you get your swimsuit or what?
No, I.
It doesn't matter. You're gonna walk out of water. You'll be fine.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in for our conversation: 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I cannot believe some of the statistics I was reading this morning about people getting drunk. And then for whatever reason, hopping on the phone, hopping online, and making all these drunk purchases. Now, I'm going to give you some stats in just 1 second, but 833-JOE-ALEX, if this is you, tell us what happened. You were drinking, and then what? Like, what did you end up buying? A survey of more than 2,000 people that say, yeah, they consume alcohol here in America, that were adults, found that drunk shopping is an estimated $45 billion per year industry. $45 billion, not million, billion dollars that are purchased.
Wow.
That blows my mind. There's no way that could be right. Here's what they've done. Like, this is the drunk shopping. 79%, so about 8 out of 10 alcohol consumers have made at least one drunk purchase. And this doesn't count like, I was drunk and I ordered a pizza. Like, actual items. $444. That's the average annual spent per drunk shopping spree. So some spent less, some spent more, but almost $450. Clothing and shoes, most common drunk purchases.
Yep.
And Amazon, oh man, they say that's the drunk shopper's paradise, which makes sense.
Yes.
I'll get this tomorrow, man. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
You ever make any drunk buys, any drunk purchases?
Yes. I mean, I've made a lot over the years, but I think the stupidest, or I don't know if you call stupidest, but just weirdest.
Like, why did I get this thing?
Yes, yes. I was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee for a fraternity formal, and we had gone on the moonshine trail, like taste test trail. So I was schmammered, just really, really drunk. And before we went back to our cabin, like our huge house, I had to get a toothbrush somewhere because that morning when I was like drunk on mimosas, I dropped my toothbrush on the floor.
Yuck.
and the floor was absolute filth at this place. Just sticky alcohol everywhere. Just gross.
Ew.
So I was like, I have to get a toothbrush before we leave. And our ride was on its way. And so I go into this gift shop and I'm like, do you guys have any toothbrushes? And she was like, no. So I was like, oh, okay. So I just turned. I was like, fine, I'll get this. And I got a giant Christmas tree, like topper slash ornament of the state of Kentucky.
How are you going to brush your teeth with that?
I have no idea. I came out with it and people were
like,
you
could have used your finger in somebody's toothpaste.
I don't know why I bought that. And then like I sobered up and I was like, what the hell was I thinking?
Wow.
Like, why did I like went in for a toothbrush and like, oh no, we don't have one. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll buy this then. Like I like felt obligated.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have a story? The reason I bring it up is because, like, I believe Liv, but they're saying 8 out of 10 of us. Like, I mean, I like to consider myself the average person. I don't think I've done any drunk purchases because usually they're late-night TV ads. And I know now it's even easier. Like, they brought up Amazon's the number one way people are buying stuff. I guess you could hop on there, but I don't know, Alex, you get stuff online all the time. Have you ever had... let's include an Ambien. How about that? let's throw Ambien into the mix for you.
I'm pretty sure when I was like 17, I got drunk at a party. I went to Walmart, bought lingerie, and peed in the dressing room.
What?
Oh my gosh.
That is not a story I'm proud of
that
at all.
That is insane.
That blows my mind.
Crap.
That for you, Alex, that's something that happened when you were 14. But
no, 17.
17, but for Liv the Web Girl, that's something that happened last week.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The biggest story yesterday was that prosecutors decided to drop the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Smollett has been facing up to 48 years behind bars for lying to police by claiming he was attacked on January 29th by two white men. He said that he could not identify who he said called him racial and homophobic slurs and wore MAGA hats. There was evidence that Smollett orchestrated the whole thing to make a name for himself and earn more money from his TV show gig at Empire, including writing and signing a check to pay for the staged attack. Jussie Smollett gave a statement to the media yesterday after this decision was announced.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time, but I'm a man of faith and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel was very upset about this decision.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice and sends a clear message that if you're in a position of influence and power, you'll get treated one way. Other people will be treated another way. There is no accountability then in the system. It is wrong, full stop.
Here's more that he had to say.
Mr. Smollett is still saying that he is innocent, still running down the Chicago Police Department. How dare him? How dare him? Still no sense of ownership of what he's done. He says that, in fact, he is the wrong in this case. Then you have a person using hate crime laws that are on the books to protect people who are minorities from violence, to then turn around and use those laws to advance your career and your financial reward. Is there no decency in this man?
I don't agree with the Chicago mayor on pretty much anything, but yesterday I was 100% absolutely in agreement with everything that he was saying.
I don't understand how they can have 16 counts, 16 indictments, and then it's like...
I'll tell you.
Dismissed.
Because he's rich. He's a rich actor.
But how... I understand that,
he
Alex.
He can pay
like,
people
not...
off. He's friends with the Obamas. They're all in cahoots together. The Chicago police, everybody over there is corrupt.
But he's not even our president anymore. My point is simply
he is from Chicago.
How is that possible? But it's public to the light. How can things that are in the light, imagine how many things go on behind the scenes in the world? This is public vision. We all see it.
They're all in the same political party. He's wealthy. He has money. He has people in high places in that city.
I don't think it's just political stuff, though. Like,
yes.
But no, I'm saying it's not just a Democrat or Republican thing because both sides get off all the time.
Yes, if you are wealthy, that is the truth.
It's the
true
money.
Color of
it's
privilege in this country is green. That is absolutely a fact. If you are wealthy, you can pay people off and you know people in high places, and you will get help with that. The first assistant, Cook County State's Attorney Joseph, I don't know how you say his last name, Magatz, he talked about the decision and said that it does not exonerate Smollett.
Does dropping the charges vindicate him?
No.
Does it exonerate him?
No.
Do you believe that he is innocent?
I do not believe he's innocent.
So you believe he's guilty?
Yes.
So why drop the charges?
Based on all the facts and circumstances, based on his lack of criminal background. I mean, we defer or do alternative prosecutions. In the last 2 years, we've done it on 5,700 other felony cases.
I'm still in shock. I could say like reduced charges, but I'm like, no charges.
He can't even answer. He doesn't even have a good answer for that. You think he's guilty? You think he did this? Yes, yes. Then why exonerate him? Well, because. Okay. I could talk about this for hours.
I know. It's the same way as Donald Trump gets away with his stuff. He can pay anyone off. He's got all the money in the world.
He hasn't. What evidence is there that he's trying to get away with something?
Alleged assault. How many cases? How many women have come forward from alleged
all of those?
Assault?
All of those were found. There was no corroboration for those.
Oh, just how it's like the same thing. Like they let Jussie Smollett go. Donald
they
Trump
had actual
sure.
proof. There's actual evidence for Jussie Smollett. He was found guilty on
there
16
would be
charges.
Donald Trump couldn't pay people off to bury it. I'm just saying.
You have absolutely no facts to back that up with. You just don't. Federal investigators continue. By the way, they are probing whether Smollett is actually guilty of at least sending the letter to himself. So, like, the Postal Service and stuff are still investigating that because that can be still a hate
hold
crime
on,
that he sent that letter
on.
To himself.
I don't have time for the post office to raise my stamp postage because they're paying lawyer bills. Let it, you know what? Let it all go now. Stop poking and prodding.
So we will see what happens with this. Elizabeth Hasselbeck was slamming her former View co-host Rosie O'Donnell after she admitted that she once had a crush on her. She was on Fox and Friends yesterday, and this is what she had to say about what Rosie said.
I think what she said was reckless, untrue, and not only insulting, disturbing when it comes to how she felt about somebody in the workplace. That somebody happened to be me, but if you replace what Rosie said and you take her name out and you put in Reuben or Robert, then we would be in a situation where you would see the objectification of a woman in the workplace. You don't get a pass because you're a lesbian objectifying a woman in the workplace. So just don't.
After she said her piece, Rosie O'Donnell tweeted at her and said, "Hey, my crush on you was not sexual. Sorry you got scared," with a heart emoji. Will Smith admitted also that he failed at spending enough time with his eldest son, Trey, when he was younger, but he's making up for lost time. He has this Facebook watch show called Bucket List that airs today at 9 a.m. Eastern time. And he talked about how he like went to Abu Dhabi, did like some father-son bonding with his now 26-year-old Trey. He said this relationship with Trey is brand new. When you get divorced and then start another family, that had effects on him. But we're still healthy. We're overcoming. Really, in the last 2 years, there's been enough wisdom and emotional development to be able to lovingly address the issues. We're diving into creating a divine loving friendship. He admitted that Trey felt betrayed and abandoned after their divorce. He said that you cannot get around spending time if you want to build love. It's something that I failed at for most of Trey's life, but I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to making up for it. And this is just something fun to kind of make your day today. Kristen Bell and her friend recorded a family joke song that's an ode to farts called Oopsies I Farted.
Oopsies, oopsies, oopsies. I farted. Look at you standing there. Just breathing this filthy air.
Isn't that funny? She said that this gem started as a little tune created by my 3-year-old daughter in our living room. Coming up in less than an hour, why people are saying Cardi B should be canceled.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, I talked about my first week in couples therapy with me and my wife, Lindsay, that we kind of had an assignment. My wife's assignment was to help me out, was to try to clean up all the piles of clothing she has around in the room and like actually just organize. That would help me out, make me feel happier in the relationship. And she's like, I want to go on adventures again like we did when Joe used to really date me 7 years ago. Well, I took my wife on a little adventure. Alex and Liv... Alex and Liv have heard a little bit of the details. They didn't seem too impressed so far, but I'm going to give you all the details that I want to know. You know, if you think I'm getting an A for excellence here or if I'm getting an F for a big old failure. That's next on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up within 15 minutes, qualifying you to go to Bonnaroo. And just for getting qualified, you're going to get digital downloads of artists that are going to be at Bonnaroo this year. I was in couples counseling last week with my wife, Lindsay. It was our first one, and long time coming. I think it's good. I think we're going to learn a lot and hopefully work through any issues that we might have. But one thing, we had like a homework assignment. It was, okay, what's the biggest thing that we can start working on for each other? For me, I really wanted my wife to try to help me out because, I don't know, I have OCD and anxiety. And I'm like, can you please just, not the whole house, but start out with just our room and get the piles. Because she had just, I guess women have this, like piles of clothing over here, over there. I'm like, can't we just put everything in its place? That's what I really like. So she said, yeah, she agreed with that and my therapist in the presence that she would work on that. And it's like, okay, well, Lindsay, well, what would you like Joe to do? You know, it should be fair here. It should be 50-50. It's like, well, you know, when I met him 7 years ago, I mean, he really used to, like, take me on adventures and dating, and when he proposed to me, he promised me lifetime of adventures, and, well, we really don't do that. So my assignment was to start dating my wife again and take her on an adventure.
Okay.
So what do you guys think I did?
I don't know. Maybe you took her to a nice candlelit dinner somewhere new. You guys went hiking.
I thought I saw in your Instagram story you went to a concert. Would that count?
We did. We saw Mumford & Sons. That was cool, but that's kind of something that she wanted to do.
Okay.
Because she really likes Mumford & Sons just like I do. So okay, that doesn't count necessarily. We went to a basketball game the other day. I mean, we've been busy, but none of that counts. The thing that counted, and I'd like some feedback, 833-JOE-ALEX and Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Is I thought I'd play a little game. You know, like when you're driving in a car and you look for different license plates or you just spot different things like the I Spy game?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of adventure fun, and it changes up. It's different on you. I had kind of that envision in mind when I got food together for a picnic. I wanted us to go eat at a park. But on the way to the park, like where we live, and I don't want to say exactly is because I don't want people to steal our spot, mm-hmm, but there's a graveyard nearby. So we pull up, and there's a spot where you can pull off and park. People often do that. And I did one of those name games.
Wait, you in the graveyard or outside of the graveyard?
No, inside the graveyard. We did one of the name games, and it was the first person that actually could find their name on a tombstone won.
What? So, like, if she saw her name Lindsay on a tombstone, or if you saw Joe, then you guys would be the winner.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this was your romantic date adventure idea?
Well, I just thought there was a picnic involved too, Alex. I mean, don't poo-poo the whole thing, but I just thought, you know what? This would be kind of interesting and kind of cool if we were able to do that.
So, wait, this is an idea, or you actually went and did this?
No,
already?
We actually went and did it. I mean, Lindsay didn't seem mad about it, but to be honest with you, I mean, I thought she'd show a little more enthusiasm or excitement. She thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah, that's so creepy. Why would you think that that's a romantic date idea?
That was just part of the date. The romantic part was us actually like having the meal prepared and like eating at a park nearby. But on the way to the park, we stopped on by and did the name game. First of all, I think a lot of people actually do look at tombstones and like there's history on there. You can see like, oh my gosh, this person was born in this time. Like, I don't think I'm the only one that's done that. Right? I mean, that's...
I mean, no. Like, I've done that before.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Like,
but I don't think
I show
that's...
respect. I'm totally respectful to the dead.
I don't think this is what Lindsay had in mind when it came to you taking her on some romantic adventure.
Okay, then
like,
give
when
me...
when is your next counseling session?
Thursday night.
Okay, so you really only have today to fix this because you just epically failed. You for sure got an F on your homework.
You're grading me with an F.
Yes. That is not, I know, Lindsay. That was not what she was looking for.
Liv. Alex has way too of high expectations. I don't even know why I asked. What grade would you give me?
Like, the effort was good.
Yes.
I think like doing a picnic in a park is super cute.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
it's not a normal
whole
park.
Tombstone thing and cemetery thing, it almost seems like you want to kill her.
No, it's on the way there.
Like,
on
that's
the way there.
Like that sounds like the start of a scary movie.
833-JOE-ALEX. Call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. Did Joe already fail his couples therapy homework? Does he need to do a redo tonight before he has his next
session? There's not time to do a redo. You guys are just hating. Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you going to hate on this too?
Absolutely not. You planned something that was different and unique. And, I mean, I wish my husband would plan something other than you know, an evening sitting on the couch catching up on TV shows.
To C? Me? And all right, yeah. Ladies, my A and your F just got me a C. I am average, and I'll take that.
Average? You would think that was romantic?
Well, not so much. The picnic part is romantic, yes. But, I mean, pretty much anything that's off the beaten path, that's a little bit different, that's not, you know, so cut and dry. Like, anybody can go, you know, to dinner and a movie, and, you know, that's a perfect date, whatever, whatever. But let's change it up. Let's do a little, you know, something different.
I see what you're saying.
I love the idea.
Allie, do you know how long it would take if you and I were married to find your name on a tombstone? We may not even get to eat. Allie's a unique name.
Well, it's short for Allison, so I'm sure that's around there somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
but
that would be there.
Well, that one would pop up in no time.
So, I like what she had to say, though, because I do see her point. She's saying, like, you know, an adventure is not just a date night. It's something different off the beaten path, which technically you did do. So should what Joe have done count it? I mean,
yes,
Lindsay
should have.
Lindsay had to have given you her thoughts after this happened and said whether or not she was like, yeah, I loved this, or, like, it was okay. What did she say?
Well, I mean, it's my wife. She's like, meh. I mean, like, I don't.
Okay, so see, she wasn't into it. So I feel like if that's the case, she wasn't into it, then you need to have a redo in the next 24 hours.
All right, I don't know about that. 833 Joe Alex, what do you think? What would you give me? A and F, maybe a C, somewhere in the middle. And also, if it's so bad and I need to go do something tonight, can somebody give me a suggestion of what would be a fun, like, couple's adventure? Because I got like 24 hours to figure this thing out. 833 Joe Alex. It's the Joe and Alex show. I took my wife Lindsay out. Something I've been working on with our couples therapy is I got to take my wife out on adventures. Darn it, I got to date her. I got to show her the passion that I did when I was first trying to get with my wife 7 years ago. So I took her out. We were going to go do a picnic, but before that, we were going to play a little name game. There was a cemetery, a graveyard nearby, and just real quickly, I thought it'd be fun to see whose name we could find first on a tombstone. Joe, or Joseph, I guess, and Lindsay. I think her name's Lindsay. I don't think you make Lindsay more formal than that.
Nope.
And, yeah. Well, by the way, I won. Joseph is a very common name in a graveyard.
I would guess that Lindsay would be a way harder name to find.
And hers is with an E. Like, an A did not count. It had to be Lindsay with an E.
Okay.
Because she found, actually, a Lindsay with an A. I'm like, you can't do it if it doesn't have an E. So I won that. And then we went and had a little picnic, and it was good. And Alex says I deserve an F for that idea, which is kind of insulting. Live the Web Girl said it was like C at best or something. And what, you're saying it's not a C idea? It's not average?
I would give it a D because you said it sounded like you wanted to murder her at the end.
Oh, don't worry. There was some D involved later. But,
ew.
As of now, oh, my gosh. It's what married couples do. McKenna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think of that idea?
Hi. I think it's an awesome idea. And I think that if you kind of were to put it like, as a scene in a movie or something, that it would actually be, like, a really cute idea.
Are you serious?
Wow, Alex.
I'm so serious.
Look at this.
I'm so serious.
See, I think Alex and Liv have these, like, pie-in-the-sky ideas of what, like, a real date should be. Like, and that's why I thank God I'm not dating or married to them. But I think hopefully my wife is unlike those two and has realistic expectations and is thankful that her husband took her to the graveyard for the game and then to go grab a picnic.
Joe, as far as an adventure, though, I think you need to go, like, at least 30 minutes away. You know, I'm going to try to get Lindsay on the phone.
Wait,
I'm going to see if I can call
her. So this is
her.
What an adventure is? It's going a distance?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, you can't have a close adventure.
So
that's
if I drive my wife 30 minutes away to a field, ooh, the adventure. Ooh, look it. There's dirt over there. Ooh, is that a tree? Oh, my God, a bird.
I mean, what would count as an adventure for you? 833 Joe Alex, maybe you have some better advice for Joe.
An unusual and exciting, typically hazardous experience or activity.
Oh, hazardous. So I've got to put my wife in danger. That's a great idea, guys.
There is this new place I heard of that is like a candle making place. And you can make a candle like in a jar. You pick your scent and everything. It's a fun activity. Like, that is a good adventure date.
I've heard about this, and that does sound fun.
You want me? Hold on. We're going to need to call 833 Joe Alex. You want me to go dip a wax in candle or candle wax? That's exciting.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'd rather be murdered.
No, it is a fun thing. It's a fun thing.
Fun thing.
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
I'm telling you, you get to pick your own smell and all that stuff.
I already have my own smell, Alex. I don't need a candle to help me with that. Jasmine, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jasmine, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I would definitely say you got a D, not an F, because you did put in a little bit of effort, but I wouldn't say you hit it out of the park.
Well, I didn't say I hit it out of the park. I think it's like a C or a B like level right there.
Not even a B, like not even a C minus.
Where are you getting, where are these unrealistic expectations coming from, Jasmine? Like, what do you expect me to do?
It's not even unrealistic. I'd probably say, if anything, maybe something that is a little more less creepy.
Right, like that's not Lindsay's
that's
thing.
That's not creepy. You guys make things to be what they're not.
Look, for me, Alex, I would think like that was kind of neat, especially if it was Halloween time. That'd be a date I'd like to do. But his wife would not be into walking around a graveyard. That is not a Lindsay thing. So I don't think that that should count as your adventure.
Turn off. It's not creepy. Turn that off. Turn it off. 833 Joe Alex. Jasmine, thank you for calling in. Let's go to line number two. Raina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Good idea, bad idea? What do you think?
All right. So I think that you personally had a great idea.
Yes.
But ultimately, I really think we need to look at both sides here. So we need to see that maybe this was a great idea in your mind, mm-hmm. but we need to go back and see if she thinks it was a great idea. Like, what are her interests and stuff? What does she see as an adventure? I personally think it was great. But, you know, marriage ultimately isn't about, you know, ourselves. It's about, like, us appealing to that other person. So, and if you do think that you do need to do, like, a little redo or something in the meantime before tomorrow, then there's this thing called the five love languages, you know.
I've read the book. I don't apply it, but I've read it once.
Yeah, well, I know that my first love language is physical touch, but my boyfriend's is quality time. So if I were really trying to, like, you know, appeal to their, like, romantic nature, then, you know, I'm just, like, laying on him on the couch, and he's just like, you know, get off of me. But if we were to, you know, just go and watch a show together, that's that quality time that he really appreciates.
Right.
So I'm appealing to him.
All right.
This up
Thank you.
On Instagram, on our story, at Joe and Alex Show. You can vote if he should get an A+ or an F+.
Man, you're really putting the scale on a high end and a low end right there.
So far, it's close. You have 59% giving you an A, 41% giving you an F.
Jessica Lee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. I'll do a few more calls. What did you want to say?
Hey, I thought Joe did a really good job of going to the graveyard and then a picnic afterward. That's something completely different and unconventional.
Thank you.
Alex, you wanted him to do candles. I think that's just a little boring.
Really?
Yes. Hello,
yes.
Susie Homemaker.
Yes. I mean, I get that it's, you know, a fun little adventure and it's something different, but that could also come across as a little boring.
Oh. Well, see, yeah. I really thought Lindsay would prefer the candle thing.
Oh, you think my wife's
grave.
A boring woman then?
No,
are you insulting
she likes
my wife?
No, simpler
no.
things.
Well, what does Lindsay think? What does she like?
She would like a simple, like, cute
Lindsay
date idea like that.
Lindsay likes to spend money. She has that in common with Alex. They both like to drive me into being insane.
Hey,
all women like to spend money. I mean, that's nothing new.
I've noticed that. Hey, thank you, Jessica Lee. We appreciate you.
I think Lindsay wants to do a normal type of date with you because you guys don't even do those.
Kelsey, let's wrap things up with you. What do you think?
I think that that is the most perfect date ever.
Oh, my gosh. I honestly, like, should be single.
I am shocked.
Because so many women right now are throwing themselves at me with my genius and creativity.
I am shocked.
It's so perfect.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember, it's Kelsey's freak.
Of course you love this.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right. You know what? Maybe it wasn't that good of an idea after all, if that's what we're working with. Good morning to you. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Bonnaroo, we've got your chance to qualify for the grand prize, which we'll send you to Bonnaroo. We'll give you camping passes, parking passes, and you'll be the coolest person in the world hanging out with Live the Web Girl's parents who might be going there. Maybe you can stay in their hotel.
Yep.
They're going to commute an hour, it sounds like, to do that. Just for getting qualified, though, digital downloads of artists that are going to be at Bonnaroo this year. Let's get two people to play the game this morning. Brittany. Hi, Brittany. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Let's get one more person that you will compete against. I hope you're friendly at first, then turn enemies in a second. Chloe, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Brittany, Chloe, say hi, ladies.
Hi.
There we go. All right, Pork Chop, why don't you explain what we're doing today to try to win these digital downloads and possibly the grand prize?
All right, first...
I guess your mic's got to be on there.
Sorry. First things first, Brittany
and Chloe, you will both get a lifeline. Your lifeline could either be Joe or Alex. So since Brittany was first, who's your lifeline going to be?
I'll choose Joe.
Ooh, okay. I like that choice.
If you're totally clueless, you can only use him once in this game. Chloe, you will be with Alex. Same thing. You could only use her once as your lifeline in this game. You will buzz in with your name, so let's test that. Brittany, what's your name?
Like to buzz in?
Yes, with your name. What's your name?
Brittany.
Good. Your buzzer works. How about you, Chloe?
Chloe.
Perfect. All right. So we want to make sure we're sending a huge Bonnaroo fan to Bonnaroo. So that's why we want to qualify you. I've got a bunch of Bonnaroo artists here, and you have to tell me who they are. Who am I? So I got a bunch of clues, and then once you know who the person is, buzz in with your name. You've got 10 seconds to answer, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This person graduated college at NYU. This person was a writer for the show 30 Rock. Their latest song was seen as a political and cultural message statement. Who am I?
Chloe.
Chloe, do you know the answer? Or are you gonna?
I'm gonna guess.
Go ahead.
Is it Kanye West?
That is incorrect. Chance to steal? Brittany?
I'm gonna say Childish Gambino.
Whoa!
Yes!
There you go.
Great guess. Yes, Childish Gambino is going to be at Bonnaroo, and that's him. All right, next. Remember, buzz in with your name. This person reached the number one spot on the charts with one of their songs in 2017. This person just got wildly famous based off their catchphrase that was trademarked. This person...
Chloe.
Go ahead, Chloe.
Cardi B.
Cardi B is
Good job. Dang.
Oh, cool.
All right. Who am I? This person graduated college summa cum laude. This artist got their start in music and a breakthrough through comedy. This artist is famously Jewish and loves to play basketball. Who am I?
Brittany.
Go ahead, Brittany.
Can I use my lifeline?
Joe, who is it?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb right here, and I'm going to say that that's Little Dicky.
That is correct! Woo!
Hey, hey, we going to save that money. Hey, hey, we going to save that money.
That's 2 points for Brittany, 1 point for Chloe.
Ooh, one more point, Brittany, and it's all yours.
Our 2009 viral hit talked about putting my man parts in a box. Our entire group consists of sketch comedians from SNL. We received a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Collaboration for our song I'm on a Boat featuring T-Pain in 2010. Who am I?
Brittany can win it. Chloe can tie it.
You can use your lifelines.
Chloe?
Can I use my lifeline?
Yes.
It is the Lonely Island.
That is correct!
There we go. We got a tie game.
No more lifelines, and the score is 2-2. Who am I? One of my most iconic tattoos is an ice cream cone. My famous...
Chloe.
Oh, Chloe for the win?
It's Gucci Mane.
Hey, Gucci Mane is the win!
I'm a very freaky girl.
Very nice, Chloe. You won 3-2. You are now qualified to go to Bonnaroo.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Brittany. Thank you so much for calling in today. Hopefully you'll be a big wiener tomorrow. We got more chances to qualify to get that Bonnaroo hookup here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on your radio. Hey, follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Joe's journey. Last week, I lost 3 pounds, and amazingly, I've kept it off. Now, the reason I lost 3 pounds is because I was sick as a dog. I had influenza type A. I was drinking as much fluids as I can. Like, when you're sick, you know, you're gonna try to have some, like, chicken noodle soup and fluids and just get through that crap. Well, I did, and I actually lost another pound and a half this week. I'm down to 380 is my current weight.
That's good.
And that's not bad, but I swear, Alex, I'm 33. I'm not that old of a guy. Like, that's not old. I know you and Liv are like, oh, he's so old, but I'm not. My body's falling apart between the influenza that I had. And now, now that I'm getting old, I'm like, I've got the influenza. But I had that. My back from laying down so much in bed, which sounds so silly, like it was pinching, like it was sore. And then I coughed the other day walking around my room, so my back's out. I haven't been to boxing because I really love going to Title Boxing Club. I really do. I get all my aggression out. It's not really that much of an impact on my hip. I haven't been boxing in over 2 weeks. I'm going to try to go today. But my back's still sore. It's getting better. But I just need, I'm in a funk. I cannot wait to actually start working out consistently and getting back into that because it feels good when you get that cardio. Like even you, you've been doing stuff lately. You've been doing Pure Barre, and doesn't it feel good?
Yeah, well, sort of. It's all right. I'm making myself do it. I literally just want the abs. That's it.
Do you have them?
We should have an ab-off. I'm looking a lot better, actually. Yes, a few of my friends have pointed it out to me. They've noticed that my chicken nugget tummy is getting tighter. But like, if you're not, if you haven't been doing any cardio, you haven't really been doing any working out at all, then are you at least eating healthy and staying on your healthy diet plan?
I'm not eating healthy. I'm eating healthier. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to act like I've been doing everything. Like, today, I brought some McDonald's in. I got a couple of the
and yesterday.
Like,
yeah, I'm a little confused.
And I think the day before.
I'm confused. Are you really sticking to your diet plan?
I'm eating healthier. I don't know about a diet plan.
Okay.
McDonald's can be healthier.
Even Pork Chop saw me the other day when we went to Chick-fil-A. Well, what I are got your, the grilled nugs.
What are your items that you're getting?
Well, I'm doing the same old thing for breakfast. It's the yogurt. I have a tablespoon of peanut butter. Oh, yeah, the yogurt's great. It helps with your poop. I have that.
Ew.
Oh, my God. People poop. What else? Welcome to the world.
What else?
Then I have some blackberries and raspberries in there.
That's all from McDonald's?
No.
I was talking about what you get from McDonald's.
Yeah, what are you getting from there?
I'm sure pasta. I got a Diet Coke, and I got two sausage burritos.
Okay. Well,
the sausage burritos aren't that bad. Those are good. Actually, pretty decent.
I'm the kind of person that I think any processed food is not going to be good for you.
Well,
it's just, I mean, there's studies, obviously, but like, it's not good for you, and it's not good for your metabolism.
Joe, I'm telling you, I lost 40 pounds. In 4 months, and for breakfast, a lot of the times I would get an egg white McMuffin, a hash brown, and a large orange juice.
I mean, I can tell you right now, if you're at least gonna, if you're compromising on like the type of food you're eating, like if you want to get breakfast burritos, then you at least can't get Coke. Even if
it's diet.
Ten times worse for you. Has aspartame in it.
Orange juice is all sugar.
Yeah, but it's real sugar.
Diet Coke is worse for you than regular.
Orange juice either. I would not get orange juice either. I would get water. I would get water.
From McDonald's?
Pork Chop, I know you lost. I know you lost 40 pounds, but you can't keep it off.
I know. If I kept eating like that, I would. But right now, I'm not eating like that.
Right.
If you were going to...
So we're talking about a realistic change.
This is realistic.
If on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 trying the hardest, how well do you think you fell on the scale for this last week, for Joe's journey?
Oh, God. I think Joe's journey the past two and a half weeks has been like a 5. I'm not gonna lie about it.
Well, that's good that you're not lying. You're
And that's the only good thing I can take out of it. It's like, imagine if my doctor's like, Joe, you're gonna die if you don't start doing this at a level 10.
I mean, let's say you can't jump right into boxing right away. Isn't there some other working out you can do?
You can go on walks.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm trying to. Like right now, though, just with my leg pinching like it is, like my nerve in my back, it's hard to move. It sucks. And that also probably would not be a problem if I didn't weigh as much either. But
are you going to the chiropractor again?
I'm very cheap. I like my chiropractor, but probably not. I don't know.
So then you're just going to like lay around with a pinched nerve and then just like keep having an excuse for why you can't work out or what?
I've been trying to stand more in the studio, and I've been trying to like, I'm going to throw a pen at your eye, Pork Chop. You're on my side. Don't forget that.
I mean, I'm just bringing it to the point. Like, so you're telling us you can't work out because you got a back messed up, but then you don't want to get your back fixed.
No,
so
what is the solution? I do want to get my back fixed.
It doesn't sound
like
it.
There's only so much that can happen. What?
Joel Daddy's best friend is a chiropractor. He can fix you up probably for free. He does me for free.
I love walking on people's backs.
Yeah,
I love the crunch. I'm a crack addict.
Walking on my back, stabbing me in the back. What else are you doing over here?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, let's just pretend we didn't do Joe's journey because coming up next to what we're into.
No, here we go. God. See, the people can see through this BS that we deal with. And see, then you try to act like we're the bad guy.
All right, like I said, mine involves a delicious treat you're going to want to put into your mouth. It's at Chick-fil-A, by the way. I'm giving it all away. But what are you into? It could be food. It could be music. It could be fashion. A show. It doesn't matter. We would love for you to share it with us. Something new and cool to check out. 833-JOE-ALEX. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. What we're into, it's next.
I'm into it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. What we're into, you can share and let us know. It could be music. It could be a movie you've seen. You're like, you got to go check this thing out. It could be clothing, food. It don't matter. Share what you're into. 833-JOE-ALEX. Also, you can send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show. And hey, if you want to see what we're into, we put a swipe up link on our Instagram story. If you follow us, you'll see that at Joe and Alex Show. For me, I don't care if I get a lot of heat. I will just share it because I think this is something that we'd all be into. At Chick-fil-A, I was there the other day and my wife got it and was like, let me try that, girl. Chick-fil-A's got their frosted key lime lemonade. It's a drink where they mix up, I guess, this key lime stuff with lemonade. It's hand spun. They add natural key lime flavor to their lemonade and combine it with vanilla ice cream. Oh.
It was good.
Alex, I didn't even want to try it, but I took a sip. I'm addicted to it. It is so good. So if you're going to Chick-fil-A, I recommend you give it a try. It is called their Key Lime Lemonade, their Key Lime Drink. You'll get that at Chick-fil-A. What are you into this week?
I am into this song, and I am not a huge country music person, but...
Oh, yes, you are. You have a cowboy hat on all the time.
I'm really not, but I have been liking this song, and what's interesting is I think this is the new Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. It's by a girl named Gabby Barrett. She's a new artist, and the song is called I Hope.
I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah. I hope you're both feeling sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy.
Yeah, okay, so in that, I thought the clip was going to be a little bit longer, but she says, I hope he cheats. So basically, she was cheated on, and she's saying, like, to the new girl, like, you know, yeah, I hope he takes you out on these long drives, and he takes you out on these fancy dates and all that. And then after all of that, when you're all in love with him, I hope he cheats. And it's just like she drops that bomb, and you're not expecting it, and it's so freaking good. But that song will get you in your feels if you've ever been cheated on. I have not, as far as I know, which I'm 99% sure I really haven't. No, all my, like, we just break up. Like, guys have dated other girls after me and stuff immediately that I think they were liking, but we just end up breaking up and then they date them. I really don't think that I've been cheated on. But the song is called I Hope by Gabby Barrett.
You've had a lot of relationship or, like, songs lately about guys.
Well, this isn't anything. I don't, like I said, I don't relate to this. I just like it.
Are you trying to kill all men here? Watch out, dudes. All right, Pork Chop, what are you into this week?
I like the TV show 911. What?
Well, what is it?
Yeah, you got to tell us what it is. I mean, not everybody knows what you know.
Well, I told you I recently downloaded Hulu, but only because it's a free trial. And there's a show, I think it came out a year ago, but it's just called 911. And it's, I don't know, it's about... Like, it's about a 911 operator.
Is it real life 911 calls or is it more like a dramatic thing like
it's
acting?
It's not like Rescue 911. It's like a drama.
Okay. It's fiction.
It's scripted.
Okay. That's what I was wondering because, like, I like those 911 shows, like, back in the day. What did you used to watch, like, on the channel all the time? It's like,
I used to watch Rescue 911 and Unsolved 911, Mysteries. Yeah.
But
instead of Pork Shop.
I'll have to check that out.
You guys are weirdos.
Love
weirdos?
Those shows.
I don't know.
What
I never
you?
Liked any of those shows.
Netflix is coming out with a rebooted version of Unsolved Mysteries very, very soon. It'll be very good. Also, speaking of 911 operators, there is a huge chance that your local 911 operator area place or whatever needs operators. So if you're looking for a part-time job.
How much do they pay?
It's probably minimum wage. It's not a lot of money. That's
fair,
a huge problem.
To be fair, if Liv the Web Girl was picking up my 911 call, I'd rather just, you know, die.
Aww.
That's terrible.
Well.
I'm just saying, Liv, like, what's wrong with you? Hold on a second. So
well,
you guys hear
obviously
about
not anyone will get hired.
No, I'm
but...
sure they, like, have to, like, really train you, and then you still might not get hired.
If you're looking for a job, just something to consider. I know that there's a need for that.
I'd love to get your information to send a unit out there, but I'm just really busy right now with my draft.
Hold on. Sorry, Mike. My annoying coworkers are texting me nonstop. Give me one second.
Yeah, well, that is true. I can't deny that one. What are you into this week, Liv?
I'm into a comic called Anthony Jeselnik.
Huh?
Anthony Jeselnik. He's really funny. He has a special on Netflix. I'll put a link to it. But before people go and check him out, he has an extremely, extremely dark, dark, twisted sense of humor.
This is a family-friendly show. Why are you bringing that up?
Not for the easily offended.
Not for the easily offended.
Not politically correct.
Not politically correct. Not for kids. No children. Please, no children. And also, if you do not like dark and sick and twisted humor, then please just don't check it out because you're going to get upset.
Liv showed me and I freaking love him.
He is my absolute new favorite. But if you like dark humor and you like twisted humor and you can see the irony in some of those things, then this, you will literally be crying. You're laughing so hard.
Is there any joke that you think is PG-13 enough that you
can
share?
Yes.
Okay, tell us.
So he says, I was in San Francisco the other night and I was at this bar and I see this woman, and I mean, she is supermodel hot, like supermodel pretty. And so I go over to her and I'm like, hey, what's your name? What do you do? And where do you live? And she goes, oh, I'm from San Francisco and I'm a brain surgeon. And he was like, wow. Like, and you know, I don't know if this makes me sexist, but I was like really, really impressed. I never see girls be good at sarcasm.
I love it. See, it's hilarious.
That is, and if that offended you, run.
You will like it.
Run, run, because it gets way worse.
I don't get it.
You can see all of this on our Instagram story. Just swipe up at Joe and Alex Show and you can see all the direct links to everything that we talked about today.
Yeah, and send us a tweet if there's something you're into at Joe and Alex Show. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Lenny is our guy in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. He is our technical producer and a pretty good-looking guy, but Alex, you found out something a little disturbing about him. What is this?
Well, wait a minute. I didn't find this out firsthand, no pun intended. He volunteered the information to us. I don't remember what the conversation was, but he had just mentioned that when he spends alone time with himself, he has a unique thing that he thinks about that is a turn on for him. And I, as well as Liv the Web Girl, were completely shocked by this.
I did not know that this was going to be brought up, but you know what? I'm going to use this chance to educate you.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Everybody always spends alone time thinking about, you know, like hot girls. And I feel like when you do that, you like program your brain to like want that. So
that's
when
true.
I do it, I think about money and like jets and airplanes because that's what I want. You know what I'm saying? That stuff makes me, that stuff gets me juiced up. It works really well because it, you know, makes me want to have really nice things. But the only bad side effect is like I'll be, you know, walking with some friends in public and somebody will drive by it in like a vet and I'll be like, I need to cover myself. You
stop!
Know?
No way.
Shut the
Literally.
Front door. So Lenny, your mind doesn't float to thinking about like the female form during that at all. You stay totally focused on material things.
And no, exactly. Like even whenever I see girls like twerking and like girls doing like naked stuff, like doesn't even faze me. I've like pushed it all out of my mind.
Can we get hashtag naked stuff trending?
Wait, so did it take some training your mind and conditioning your mind, like take hard work to like push the images of like girls out of your head and
Hell
have
yeah.
objects?
It was pretty hard at first.
Does this have something to do with why you don't have a girlfriend?
I think honestly, if you want to get deep, I think it really does. Like, I don't see, like, when I see girls now, I don't see them as, like, something to flip pancakes with anymore. So it's like, I don't, like, try
but
to.
But I don't get that because your entire Instagram is, like, you as a sex symbol.
And that's why I'm able to do it so well. Because, like, for instance, like, if my fans hit me up, which some of them do, I don't give them that sexual attention and I change it into like positive energy and they like that because, you know, so many guys are like, oh yeah, I'm going to use this girl for her body. But like, I'm not trying to use you for your body, girl. I'm trying to give you this positive energy.
So
if I want to get turned on, just show me your new car.
You kind of use your thirst trap photos kind of to gain a fan base. Then once you have that fan base, you try to like send out like positivity instead of like, you know, wanting to maybe like flip pancakes with one of your fans that is extremely attractive and your age.
If one of my fans would hit me up and she was super attractive and she was my age and she was like trying to, you know, be, I guess, sexual or trying to form a relationship, I would like try to help her out in her life. And I feel like that makes her love me so much more because she's like, oh, this guy actually cares about me as a person rather than as an object. You know what I'm saying? She's this not getting objectified by Lenny Bree.
Is so interesting, Lenny. Now, I mean, are there certain things that you just can't? I mean, I would almost say you avoid. You cannot go around. Like, a car show has got to be torture for you.
Oh, dude.
Are you, like, I feel like flipping through the channels, you see, like, HGTV, and you're just like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, man.
You should be on that TV show where, like,
My Strange Addiction.
Yes, they're like, I have a relationship with my car.
Yeah, he wants, like, a Supreme bag filled with cash, and that's it for him.
Lenny, okay, so when was the last time that you actually flipped pancakes with somebody?
Ooh, it was probably, I would have to say, probably about 2 years ago.
Really? Oh my God. What? No way.
It's been a minute.
No way.
Was it in a car?
Dude, it wasn't a car. How did you know?
I totally knew that.
Wait,
one.
So do you do this so you can focus on your career and further on your career and not have distractions of getting a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. My issue with, like, relationships is every time I get with a girl, like, I end up devoting all my time to her. Like, I was in college, and, like, I got a girlfriend. I was doing so well in college. I got a girlfriend, and it got to a point where I didn't even want to go to school anymore. I just wanted to spend all my time with my girlfriend. I'm the type that gets, like, too clingy, so I don't need a girlfriend, you know, to mess up my career.
That's so interesting.
Wow. I wonder if anybody else that's listening to the Joe and Alex show right now has any kind of strange, I don't know if you'd say attraction or whatever that does it for them, not a guy or a girl, but for like Lenny, it's the money, it's the car, it's the dreams.
Yeah, the success.
What are you thinking about that is weird or a little abnormal?
Lenny is our technical producer in Houston. We're on the air on the new 92.1 Radio Now, also on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9. And for him, when it comes to what makes him, you know, feel good, what it does for him
during alone time,
it's not photos of girls or women or different things like that. It's just thinking about money.
Money, cars, clothes,
like success,
mansions,
right?
Yeah.
Like success.
That's his hot button.
Which blows my mind. I mean, I think we all like that, but I don't know anybody else like, oh, man, did you see that car? Oh, yeah.
Did you see those Gucci sandals?
Oh, man. I need those flip-flops. 833-JOE-ALEX. Wondering if anybody else has a similar story. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Keep it clean. What did you want to say?
I have a son that is followed by girls everywhere he goes. He's extremely attractive. He's cute. And he is all about the money. Period. He doesn't want anything to do with girls. He doesn't. He says that his money is his money and they are not going to take it. And he's in school. He's a straight A student. He's even like got it down to the car, the kind of car he wants to buy because he doesn't want to spend a lot of money on gas. So he wants an extremely nice car, but he wants to make sure that it's gas efficient where he doesn't. I mean, he's all about the money and doesn't want, and until he finds a woman that has the same kind of goals, he doesn't want anything to do with them.
But you aren't sure that when he's spending alone time, obviously you're his mother, I would assume you don't know what he's thinking about. Like, Lenny's literally telling us he doesn't think about hot girls. He thinks about money.
Fast cars.
Yeah, he hasn't told me about that.
I would hope not.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the focus is not on girls at all. It's all about the
how
money.
Old is he?
He is not even 17.
Oh, okay. Got
now
it.
I feel like really
but
creepy.
You said,
okay.
You don't understand. I mean, he works two jobs. He is
that's
all
good.
About the money.
There you go.
I think that's good that he
the
has
money.
Other focuses.
What is that line from
I don't
Cardi B?
The money.
No, that movie. Show me the
money.
From the movie where he's like, it was when you said hello. Or what's that line?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The movie with Tom Cruise?
Nope.
You don't know what she's talking about.
I don't.
trying to.
It's like, remember? Oh,
what?
This is painful. Everybody's screaming at us in the car.
I know.
What is
oh, did you
line?
Hear that? That's the sound of car wrecks happening all over.
You had me at hello.
That's what
have
it's
you
called?
Ever heard? No, have you ever heard that saying or like that
I
line?
I mean, yeah.
You had me at, that's from that movie.
Interesting. I don't know it.
And so Tom Cruise.
Yeah, the movie's called Show Me the Money. It's a classic movie about.
He's a sports agent.
Money being shown to someone.
Never seen it.
And it takes a long time. Then finally he has a breakthrough and he's money. Like, show me the money.
That's Freddie Prinze Jr., right? No, it's not.
No. Freddie Prinze Jr. is white.
Right,
you're talking about
so
Cuba Gooding Jr.
I'm derailing this entire break.
You honestly, today, you owe us all an apology. You know what? Forget me and Alex's feeling. Real quick, as we wrap this up, apologize to the Joe and Alex Show listeners.
I am so sorry, Joe and Alex Show listeners. I'm hoping some of you guys know the movie I'm talking about, know the line I'm talking about, but I'm sorry for just completely botching this whole thing.
And this will not happen again?
Someone said Jerry Maguire.
Yes! Yes, that's it. Classic. Such a good movie. Right.
There we go. We got our answer.
Wow, that only took an hour and a half. Thank you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Let's call this one Mannequin Mayhem. A Florida man attacked his mom because she refused to dress his mannequins.
What?
Yep. The two were in the backyard when he asked, "Hey, Ma, can you give me some help with my mannequins?" Well, she refused. When she tried to go inside, he pushed her to the ground, hit her in the head several times with a wooden stool, and stuffed dumplings in her mouth. This whole situation is interesting. Let's paint the picture. This guy and his mom are outside. Apparently, there's mannequins in the backyard. Uh-huh. I don't know if they're at like a table or something.
It's casual.
Somehow, dumplings are involved. So I don't know if they're having chicken and dumplings or what. But she says, "No, I'm not going to help you dress and change your little dummies." So he pushed her to the ground, hits her with the stool, starts shoving dumplings into her mouth.
I mean, someone's got to dress them, right?
I guess so. She was able to escape from the home, ran to a neighbor's for help. The guy was arrested shortly after the incident and charged with aggravated battery on a victim of over 65 years old.
Maybe he was just agitated because he had all these people around, but none of them were real, so none of them could help him with the dumplings.
Now, poor
so him
Chop.
And his mom wanted to do it.
Now, what do you do, Pork Chop, when it comes to, like, you know, changing mannequins? Does your mom help you with yours, or?
No.
She doesn't? So who helps you?
Nobody.
You just do it yourself.
Okay.
Wow. Pork Chop is a go-getter.
Wow,
yeah.
That's really impressive, dude. Wow. Thank you.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. Now, look, we all love Cardi B's music. I think we can all agree on that. But recently, Alex, even in the garbage this morning, you talk about it, there's been some heat going as far as maybe we need to cancel Cardi B. Now, if people miss the garbage, can you kind of give us just a little brief explanation of something? Is this something she said recently, or this is her past coming back to kind of haunt her?
So I think the last couple years she did an Instagram live video, and now it's resurfaced. And she kind of ranted about how she used to trick guys into going back to hotels with her, and then she would drug them, and then she would steal from them.
Well, that's not nice.
And so then Surviving Cardi B started trending on Twitter, which is like a play on words of Surviving R. Kelly, which is the name of the docuseries, which is, of course, accusing him of sexually abusing multiple women and coworkers and girls and whatever. So now people are saying, like, should Cardi B be canceled? I think all of us on the show, at least earlier when we discussed this, we talked about how all of us agree that this behavior is abhorrent and she should be held to the same standards as those like Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, whatever. Because if you are drugging somebody and you're stealing from them, and then especially if you're having sexual relations with them when they're unconscious and they're not coherent, that is assault.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number, because we really want you to join in this conversation and let us know what you think. That's 833-563-2539.
But we got a very interesting tweet from someone that said, "I agree with you guys that Cardi B should be held to the same standards. However, what R. Kelly did and what Michael Jackson did, their sexual assault, sexual abuse allegations and all that happened after they were huge, after they were famous. The things that Cardi B did are strictly in her past, and they were things that she did before she was famous. So does that make it a little bit differently?
I think your past is your past. It doesn't matter, like, if you become a big deal or not. Like, if you really committed a crime, like, well, guys, listen, I murdered somebody before the Joe and Alex show really took off.
But think about the hip-hop.
It doesn't matter. You killed somebody.
Hip-hop in general, and I'm just being devil's advocate, because I already said what I thought. I do think that it's fair to hold Cardi B to the higher standard, but to play devil's advocate, if so many people in the hip-hop community and hip-hop lifestyle talk about things like, you know, they're getting arrested, they're, you know, they have illegal firearms, drug use, all these different things, some of it in their past, some of it currently, I mean, should all of this be in the same standard? Like, if you have anything in your past at all, should that be held against you going forward? Or if it's all before you're famous, then you get famous, you change your life, then should you be okay? Like, when do we give grace? When is it fair to give a second chance? I mean, these are hard questions.
There's definitely not a standard when it comes to giving grace, because in theory, we should give everybody grace, right? But it's so hard because we put a value on, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, if you do that, that's way worse. I mean, you could say, like, that sin's worse than another sin, even though they're all the equal thing. But in our minds, like, somebody doing something to a kid like Michael Jackson, compared to, like, oh, well, Cardi B, all she did was put some stuff in the guy's drink and took his money.
Right.
Like,
it's still a crime, still a bad thing.
This is so comparable, I think, to Bill Cosby.
Hey,
you know, like, he drugged his, like, MO for his assaults were drugging women and then, you know, raping them. Is that not what she's doing? She's doing the exact same thing. And I think that, you know,
she tried to defend herself yesterday. She came out with a statement and she said, like, the past is my past. I'm not proud of it, but I had to do it to survive the streets. And then she said her reasoning and why it's okay is that the guys were supposedly her boyfriends. So therefore, because they were her boyfriend, even though she drugged them and stole from them, they were consenting because they had already chosen to date her, which I disagree.
I don't think anybody consents to that when you date somebody.
And nobody wants to be stolen from either.
Sorry, you're married to me, Lindsay. You consented to this.
Not only do I think, like, oh, she's a terrible girlfriend because she's robbing from her boyfriends. No, she's a terrible person. Rape can happen in a relationship most of the times it is between someone you know. Mm-hmm. That's the majority of when it happens. It's more common for that to happen than some stranger on the street, like, knocking you over the head. I think what she did is awful. There's no excuses, and she should be charged. And I'm hoping that, you know, her victims do come forward and file charges against her.
But I bet, especially with this, I bet how many men come forward?
But that's the thing, they may not know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, if they did get drugged. But then they probably realize, like, wait a minute, I did have money taken
from me. I mean,
I guarantee
now, because this video has come to light and resurfaced, I guarantee now there are going to be guys that say, well, I dated her. I think I might be.
Dated,
but how do we even, I mean.
I dated Cardi B. This happened to me.
She came out with this video a few years ago, but now it's just gaining traction online. Nobody said anything then.
Confused why, one, no one said anything then.
Because she wasn't famous.
Yeah, she wasn't that big of a deal.
Why did she go on video literally admitting to sexual assault?
Because she's Cardi B. I mean, that's what do you expect?
She doesn't understand that it's sexual assault. And you know what? That happens a lot in our culture, and that's scary in general, too.
833-JOE-ALEX. What? Should Cardi be canceled? What do you think about this? I think majority of people are like, that's wrong, but I don't think anybody cares. I just don't think people care. I think they're like, you know what? We're going to keep on listening to the music, and that's cool. That's fine. What do you think? I'm a sucker for you. Oh, my God. I swear I can whistle. What is happening here? Alex, I used to be. Hold on. What the lips? Dang
it's
it.
It's okay, but it's not great. I'm way worse than you. I cannot whistle.
Let me hear you so I can feel better about myself. Pork chop, you got some big lips. Let me hear you do your whistle right here.
Wow, Pork chop's the best whistler on the show. Whoa!
Whoa! What'd that mouth do, though? Hey. Oh, God, don't look at me like that. That's really creepy. I have a wife.
Alex is the one with the lips injections.
That's right. Come on, girl.
Too big, they get in their own way.
We are the Joe and Alex Show, and wrapping up a Wednesday. Of course, tomorrow will be Ask Alex. We do that at around 7:30. It's a chance for us to offer some advice to someone. And all you have to do if you want to be part of Ask Alex is email the show.
Yeah.
JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com.
I'm going through emails right now. I'm going to pick a victim.
Oh, I mean, well, that doesn't sound appealing to people. We're going to pick a person to help is what Alex meant. Also tomorrow, another chance to get qualified for that grand prize to get Bonnaroo tickets, camping passes, and parking passes. That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, the whistle, we get it. You can do it, we can't. It's embarrassing. All right, so that's all coming up. You guys got anything going on today? Like, any plans for a Wednesday?
The past 2 days, I've taken a 3-hour nap in the middle of the day.
And do you feel better from that?
And I kind of like it, so I might just do the same thing today.
Good. Good for you. You need to be resting.
Yeah,
I have my first court report due for my child advocate's case. Yeah. So I got to. I'm very nervous. I have like a lot of anxiety getting home because I need to get home and figure out how to freaking fill this out because I don't know how to. Basically, we have some kind of like online system. We have passwords and logins too.
And you don't know any of that, do you?
I don't
like work.
I'm very confused on how to find
it. Help me.
Yeah, I might be calling you who has no idea even. You'll probably figure it out faster than me because I have to get this due to my boss person and child advocates, you know, information about the case for court that's coming up in like a week. So
Alex has so much potential as an advocate if she could just log into the system. All right, well, we can't do any of this unless we get the heck out of here. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye.